And now here's Patrick Hicks with this week's poetry from Studio 47.
This is poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is Christine Stewart Nunez. She was born on May 3, 1973, in Des Moines, Iowa. After receiving her BA in English from the University of Northern Iowa, she moved to Turkey for 2 years, where she taught at Tarsus American College. When she returned home to the United States, she attended Arizona State University, where she received her MA in literature. Shortly after graduating, she enrolled in the PhD program at the University of Nebraska, Lincoln, where she studied under Ted Kooser. With her doctorate completed in 2007, she began teaching at South Dakota State University, where she offers courses on creative writing. Her work includes The Love of Unreal Things, Unbound and Branded, Postcards on Parchment, Keeping Them Alive, Untrust, and Blue Words Greening. Stewart Nunez has won the Whirling Prize, she has written notable essays that have been listed in Best American Essays, and she has won the Lyric Essay Prize from Lindenwood Review. Her work orbits around travel, family, loss, disability, and the complexities of love, both maternal and conjugal. Today's poem is Wonder Woman Relaxes. This particular poem comes from her collection, Untrust, and throughout this book, there are several poems about Wonder Woman doing ordinary things. It's a great way to remind the reader that even superheroes have normal lives, that once they have returned home and the front door is closed, they need to relax just like everyone else. I like how this poem nudges me to consider the women in my own life, my wife, my mother, my sisters, how they are all superheroes who do so much for others. I also like how this poem combines the extraordinary and the ordinary, and I like how it wants me to rethink the meaning of that word, superhero. This is Wonder Woman Relaxes by Christine Stewart Nunez. Closing her steno pad at 5, Diana contemplates cuisine, not the break room's lime jello, superfood, spinach sautéed in olive oil, quinoa pilaf with Turkish apricots. Once home, glasses off, hair ponytailed, sweatpants on, she slices a pineapple like it's cream cheese. As she julienne's jalapenos, she needs no magic bracelet. Golden lassos won't quicken the task. She admires the cut's discernment. When her man's in trouble, Wonder Woman busts him out, slaps, slugs, strikes. What does it matter if she breaks a nail or three? Her man doesn't see her. Post-mission, he's safe watching TV, and Diana's free to pummel villains with Superman, Aquaman. They love her feminine touch. Tonight, comics will wait. Skimming across the dusty wine rack, she chooses a cab, Opus 1, 85, and pulls out the company, creme brulee. On the balcony, she dines. The city's honks and calls her symphony. Sirens pulse through her veins like a heartbeat.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. All poems used with permission, recorded live to tape at Augustana University, and produced by Peter Folliard. Thank you for listening.